L-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Nope. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, visiting with my colleague Joseph Sternberg, member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. He's in London. He writes political economics. We're observing now remarks by the Prime Minister, Sir Keir Starmer, that he's about to submit a budget that will be painful. That's the word he's using. And I ran to Joe and said, my goodness, that seems maladroit, right up there with some of the worst modifiers ever chosen by a president. However, Joe corrected me. The word painful means in America something it doesn't mean in England. Now, I won't even ask how painful, Joe. I will ask how they hear the word painful for life in London.
I think people enjoy taking their medicine in a weird way. It is this cultural quirk, which I've lived in Britain for 10 years now, and I've never quite figured this out. Political speeches work differently over here than they do in the U.S. An American politician would be hard pressed to try to explain that to their constituents that people will have to take a bitter pill. Here, it almost makes them look more responsible, and people will rally around the flag and feel like, okay, well, it's going to be difficult, and the taxes will go up, and the economy isn't going to be growing, but at least we'll be suffering to some end because our leader is telling us that there is going to be some kind of happy result. And I think that is probably the way people hear this message, although it is not the message that he campaigned on barely 2 months ago when they had the election in early July. So there is a bit of a problem squaring this circle.
The quote, Starmer signals pain and unpopular decisions. Now, that part I understand. Does the London public hear unpopular decisions differently? Does that mean we didn't vote for it?
I think that what people hear is, here is a leader who is going to do the difficult, painful things, and we are going to suffer, but there will be a purpose to it. Now, the challenge for Starmer is that he is really going to have to deliver, because people do not enjoy economic pain for no gain. In fact, that's why the Conservative Party just lost that election in July, because people felt like they had all of the pain and none of the benefits. So I think that if Starmer is going down this road politically, he can bring the public along with him, but he's going to have somewhere to take them.
More translation, Joe. Does this mean higher taxes? Is that what he's talking about?
They are definitely signaling that there are going to be higher taxes. Again, this is not something that he campaigned on. So I think that an early test for him is going to be on whom will he increase those taxes, and will he get away with the fact that this is not necessarily consistent with some of the campaign promises that they made? And also, what are going to be the consequences of the economy? I think you can argue that one of the reasons that the British economy is struggling right now, and one of the reasons that the Conservatives lost that election, is that Britain has become a high-tax, low-growth economy. I don't think that history suggests that Starmer is going to be successful making it an even higher tax, high-growth economy. But that is definitely what he has to try to do if he wants his political fortunes to stay healthy.
The Prime Minister also, according to Reuters, blamed the last government for leaving him with a £22 billion, that's $29 billion, black hole, something he said was unexpected and which had forced him to take some difficult decisions, such as limiting fuel payments to the elderly. So he's asserting that he didn't know what he was campaigning about and that it was hidden from him. Rishi Sunak denied him access. I'm not quite sure how it works. Would the Tories have hidden $29 billion black hole from Starmer for a joke?
Well, what seems to be going on here is the weird way that Britain analyzes its public finances, where it seems like every 5 minutes, a new projection is coming out from someone, which is based on new economic assumptions and data, which means that it is always possible to either find a catastrophic black hole in the public finances, if that's what you're looking for, or to find extra money lying around, if that's what you're looking for. And I think that for whatever reason, the Labour is finding it convenient to blame the outgoing Conservative government for having left the public finances a mess so that Starmer can justify tax increases that he probably would have wanted to implement for political reasons anyway.
Now, the governance is profoundly different, I believe. And so if Mr. Starmer and his bill writing assistants want this, it's going to happen, right, Joe? There's no opposition that can stop these tax rates.
Yes, it will go. Whatever he ends up drafting will go through. I think there's only some, you know, fuzzy concept of public opinion in terms of what they think they can or can't get away with. But I think with the kind of mandate that he won that election, this really is down to his judgment call and the fact that voters will exercise discipline depending on the economic outcome 5 years from now.
The metaphor the prime minister chooses: those with the broader shoulders should bear the heavier burden. Boy, that sounds like class warfare, Joe, doesn't it?
It is. And I think that, remember, part of the bind here is that at the same time that Labour are complaining about these big black holes in the public finances that necessitate these tax increases, they also are making very generous pay offers to various public sector workers, right, including doctors who are all government employees. So again, it is all a matter of what the party wanted to do anyway. And clearly they think that class warfare is part of that.
Joseph Sternberg, member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal, he writes his column in London. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Chances are, you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info, and if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.